Hi, this is Alex, and I am a financial planner in Hong Kong. This is my podcast. If you want to have information about personal finance, financial planning, please listen to the podcast. And if you want to have more in-depth information about your specific situation, just send me a direct message on LinkedIn. It's fascinating to see how the situation of women has changed in society nowadays, because women are basically the same as men in terms of being financial subjects. They are financially active. They are the active manager of their personal finances. So they have a salary, they have a bank account, so they have disposable money that they can invest, they can allocate in order to generate profits in the future, in order to generate, for example, financial resources for the retirement. And also, because they have a salary, sometimes they are the breadwinner of the family, so they need to be aware of how to protect their status, how to protect their kids, how to protect their situation. That's what I mean when I say financially active subjects, financial subjects. And nowadays it's not only about being in career. This is something that has already been happening for a few decades, but nowadays more than ever before, I think women are managing their own personal finances. They look for advisor, they have a network of people that give them a piece of advice and suggestions in order to do well with these kind of things. And so that's why I offered a chart today talking about three different women, three different profiles, three different stories, which could broadly represent a lot of professionals, a lot of independent women, a lot of women who are in career out there. The first one is Julie, 27 years old. She's an independent professional. She's in a stage of life where she doesn't have a family yet, so she can think about herself. Her priority is to grow up in her career and in her financial stability. Family, it's a project that is not excluded, but it's something that is reserved for the future. So how does she plan in order to become financially independent? What kind of things she can put in place in order to fulfill her wish to be financially strong, financially stable, financially independent? Well, Julie has to create passive income in order to be independent from her work. At the moment, all the people who don't have passive income, who don't have a source of money to tap into, different from their salary, they are relying on their work, but they're also leaning on their work because that's the only source where they can get the money from. So in case there is a stop of work, in case there is a unfavorable economic conditions and so on and so forth, that kind of support can cannot provide maybe the same kind of financial resources to keep the lifestyle. So it's very important, it's very advised to provide a passive income, and that's what Julie is doing. Beside the money that she has in the bank and of course her working salary, she put in place a savings plan and a private pension plan. Savings plan, it's basically a plan that Julie she contributes money every year for a certain amount of years, let's say for 10 years, and in a couple of decades, this kind of plan is able to provide her with a passive income. So when she will be around the end of her 40s or the beginning of her 50s, she will be able to slow down a little bit because she will have a new source of financial income. In order to be fully independent, though, creating value for the future, creating money, creative and other sorts of income is not the only thing. It's important also to protect the already existing income, the already existing financial situation. That's why Julie put in place some financial airbags, some financial cushions that she can rely upon if she has to stop to work in order to maintain her lifestyle. So she put in place a life insurance and a long-term care insurance. These kind of plans will be able to give her a sum assured, and she can use the sum assured to keep on supporting herself financially, even if she can't work, even if she's not able to do that. Let's move to the next profile, to the next story. Claire, 35 years old. She's a mother, breadwinner. So in her case, the family is the priority. The family comes first. So being the breadwinner, she has to protect her salary. She has to protect herself, because if something should happen to her, it's not only about taking care of herself, but also some other, let's call them stakeholders, would be affected by her condition. And in this case, it will be the partner and the kids, basically the rest of the family, because her salary would be missing. So they wouldn't be able to keep the same lifestyle, and they would be forced to reorganize their conditions in a very hasty way. They would be in a hurry. Maybe they have to find another job, or they have to change house, pay less rent, and all these kind of things. So it's very important for the mother to secure her financial position by protecting herself. So how she plans, she puts some money in the bank, of course, for emergency, for short-term emergency, but also she put in place a life insurance, long-term care insurance, the same as Julie of the previous example. And she also put in place some plans in order to create value for the kids in the future, in order for them to start with the right foot when they will go to university, when they will start their academic adventure, or even when they will be in the position to look for a job. So she put up an education fund for the kids, and she starts a savings plan with a change of insured option. This is something that works both for herself and for the kids. So basically, this could be seen as her pension plan, so because she's the first insured, and she could tap into that kind of plan to take some financial resources for the future. But let's say that she will have other sources in the future. Maybe she's still working successfully, or she has other sorts of income in her retirement. She can change the insured, so basically the new insured will be one of the kids, for example, and the plan can continue to compound, can continue to grow in value. So I think this is a very clever move that the mother is doing to preserve the wealth of the family, and also to increase it, and to satisfy both needs of herself and of the future generation. And then let's move to the next profile. Mary, 41 years old. She is newly independent. Basically, she has been through a big change in her life because she has divorced. So maybe before, her life was a little bit more focused on the couple. So maybe they had some projects to carry out together. But after the divorce, she has to go back to take care of herself. And this involves, of course, private aspects of life, but also some financial elements. For example, she has to start to think about her own retirement individually, because she cannot rely anymore on the support of other sorts of income, like it could have been the one of the partner. So she put in place some a savings plan, specifically it put in place a savings plan for her retirement, and insurance so that she can be able to support herself in case she has to stop the work. So she implement a insurance plan, an LTC, long-term care insurance plan. So in every situation, she will have enough financial resources to support herself. So we have seen three different profiles, three different women, three different financial subjects. And all of them are very interesting, in my opinion, to see how women are becoming more and more aware of their financial, of their personal finance management. They're becoming more and more savvy in terms of action to take in order to preserve their financial stability and in order to create wealth in the future. They are becoming more and more tendent to use money because their salary has increased a lot over the past decades. So they need to be able to know how to use their money and to create wealth out of it. Thanks for listening to my podcast. I hope you found it interesting and insightful. If you want to know more about financial planning or personal finance tips, or if you want to book a meeting in order to speak about your specific financial situation, just send me a direct message on my LinkedIn box. Talk soon. Bye-bye.